If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, if you were given the choice between working only 4 days a week or working only 6 hours a day, which one would you choose? You can let us know at 92925. So I have actually been seeing this popping up quite a bit over the past few days. The new Finnish prime minister has decided she would call for a discussion or a debate of a flexible working schedule for her country, which would mean either a 4 day work week or a 6 hour working day. So right away, I actually shared this on my Facebook page and I said, okay, I'm moving.
Love it.
Moving to Finland. Who's coming with me? I love this woman though. She's 34 years old. Her name is Sanna Marin and she's the second youngest head of government in the world.
34. Wow.
And she said, you know what? Shorter working hours can and should be discussed. A 4 day week or a 6 hour day with a decent wage may be a utopia today, but it may be true in the future. She said, I believe people deserve to spend more time with their families, their loved ones, hobbies, and other aspects of life like culture.
Totally. It's about time we moved on. I mean, we see that the research is there. Productivity doesn't suffer. When people know that they have to get the same amount of work done in shorter amounts of time, they'll do it. There's incentive. And we know how overworked everyone is. I mean, people don't have time for their families. They don't have time for anything, for gross, just the basic life needs. And I'm hoping, I know it's a big leap for us in Canada and North America to conceive this, but I'd like to think that in our lifetime, we will see it. I think we're close. I think we're getting there.
So what would you choose, the 4 day work week or the 6 hour work day?
Okay, so I think most people would choose a 4 day work week, and I would too, but does that mean that the other 4 days that I do work, are they to make up for the fact that I have, like, let's say Friday off? Are those days going to be longer?
Possibly.
Are those going to be like 10-hour work
that's
days?
That's possible. I'd still take that.
Would you?
Absolutely.
But it would amount to the same amount of hours over the week, I'm assuming.
Yeah. 4 day work weeks make employees more efficient, more productive. It's great for their personal lives, their health mentally and physically as well. And I think it's because, like, unplugging is key for me anyway. And I think I'd get more benefit from unplugging for three days rather than like an extra couple of hours per day.
You'd be cool with that.
You know? Kim Kieran, I'm curious to know what you would choose.
I would take the fewer days.
You would take the fewer days.
I've done I've done like a 4-4 shift before. It messes with your schedule, but it's awesome.
Forget about it by Friday.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Or Tuesday. Yeah. Like,
I wonder how long it would take for us to start complaining about our 4 day work weeks.
No.
About how long they? No. Yes, we humans are like
not
that.
Not in our life. It would take generations. Yeah. Because we know different.
I don't know. We find stuff to complain about.
Most of us have also had jobs where we work 6 or 7 days a week. Yeah. Also, you know what I mean. Yeah. So I think I want her to become the prime minister of our country, please, Sanna Marin.
We have space.
If you can still come here. But it is really like another example of like things, just doing things the way they've always been done.
Yeah.
You know, and why? Because countries who have changed this have noticed like such a huge uptick in efficiency and in productivity among their employees. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hope that when we're grandparents, one day we can look at our grandchildren and say, you know, in my day, we used to work 5 days a week.
And they look at us like, you're crazy.
9 hours a day.
Seriously. I could see it happening in Quebec before anywhere else in the country because you guys know I'll always say that it seems like in Quebec we always do things so different, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, this is happening in the rest of the country. We're going to do it this way. So maybe this is an example where that could be a really good thing.
Work in our favor. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Hopefully. I'd be down for it. Got my vote. Salma says 4 day work week all the way. I work at the airport and I already work 4 days on and 3 days off. It's a great schedule. That's it. I quit. I'm going to the airport. I'm working there.
Someone else that's working shifts mentioned that if you have 4 day work weeks, that it allows for more shifts within a week. So there's more flexibility for people that do work shifts to be able to work throughout the week instead of being stuck there for 5 days.
Yeah,
the week.
Yeah, I don't think employers would see that as a good thing.
Right. Too bad. Can't please everyone.
This text says, rather than voting for 6 hour work days or 4 day work weeks, I'd prefer that people found work that ignites their passion or desire to work so that working less wouldn't be a desire. I think that would be the healthiest option. I agree, but if they have an extra day off a week, they have more time to find out what their passion is.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
Lori Dana, what do you think? 6 hour work days or 4 day work weeks?
4 day work week all the way.
Yeah. Yes. No question. You know, you could start some sort of campaign to have it become reality here in Quebec if you want it.
Working 10 hours in one day for 40 hours or 37.5 hours comes out to the same, but you're intensively there that 10 hours.
Yes, right. I agree.
So you could get your work done much quicker than, like now this morning I'm going in at 6:30, but I start at 8:30. So going in 2 hours prior to be able to catch up on my work so that I could go on a weekend mind-free.
I also love that you have the math all worked out. Like, you're ready. You are ready to talk to your boss about this, just so you know.
Seriously. Let's get this done.
Throwing around some numbers.
Laura Denna, thanks so much for listening, and thanks for chatting with us.
Take care, guys. Have a good one.
You're so welcome. Have a great day. She didn't even say thank you. I'm like, that was an awkward.
But you're welcome anyway.
That was like when the server serves you, and they're like, enjoy your meal, and you're like, you too.
Yeah. Just being polite.
I want to crawl in a hole right now. Somebody else brought up on our text line, Carmelo said, you save gas and babysitting costs too.
That's
if you have
true.
An extra day off. They did say in countries where this happens that people have more money, they're wealthier.
Oh, Find me a disadvantage for this. There's none.
I'm sure our employer could.
Too bad for them.
All right, thanks so much for all your texts this morning at 92925. There literally wasn't one person who said they'd prefer the 6-hour workday. So.
We
would vote if it ever came down to that here.
It'd be
in
a
Quebec.
Landslide.
Yeah.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Is there a chance that at one point you dated someone because it was convenient? Maybe through dating this person, you got something kind of awesome for free. That happened to one guy, and he might be my new hero. So this man, this is going viral. It was on Reddit. This man found out that a woman he was dating was only going out with him for free dinners, and he decided to get revenge. We've heard of this happening with online dating these days. Women just using it as an opportunity to get free meals.
Yep.
And maybe men are doing it too. But anyway, with this couple, they'd been out on several dates, never in their homes, but they'd always actually gone out. He thought everything was going great with this woman and that there was a future there. But then a mutual friend shared some of their text messages, some messages that she had with this woman.
Okay.
Oh boy.
And the girl he was dating said in the text that as long as he kept paying for everything, she wasn't really dating him, but she'd let him take her out for more meals because a girl's got to eat.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, just right? What a guy wants to hear is getting serious with someone.
Yeah.
And I guess she does this with other guys all the time.
Oh.
So this guy put a plan together. He asked her to go on another nice date to a hibachi grill restaurant. Delicious.
Right? Nice. Love that.
They serve $20 to $40 plates there, I guess. Premium dessert. So he went, drove her there, got the most expensive thing on the menu, and so did she.
Yes.
They got fancy desserts and a bunch of drinks as well. He said he complimented her a lot during the dinner. He smiled a lot. And then he got up to go to the bathroom and he left the restaurant and went home.
Oh!
So he normally pays for all these meals and he was the one who drove her there as well. So 45 minutes later, he gets a furious text from her saying that she had to have her mom come down and pay for it. and he did say, you know, it wasn't morally the right thing to do. He acted in a moment of spite and hurt, but he said it felt really nice. And he was hurt. He actually thought that she was into him.
Yeah, she let him on. I mean, I can't condone what she did, but I will admit that I have done something similar before.
You dated someone because you got something out of it.
Yes, yeah. And it's not my proudest moment, but there was a girl that was interested in me. I wasn't as interested in her.
Don't believe that.
I can see where
I'm
you're coming
kidding.
From. However, she did have Blue Jays season's tickets. And I'm a big Blue Jays fan, and they were really sweet seats. So I might have gone to a few Blue Jays games over the course
Andy.
Of the season, knowing full well that I was only in it for the Jays game.
Brutal.
I know. Like I said, it's not my proudest moment.
Try and keep an open mind with her, and you're like, well, if it keeps going well, then maybe I'll give it a shot. Or
no, we went to school together. I knew there just wasn't going to.
Did she think you were dating, though? Like, she thought you were dating?
She didn't think we were dating, but she did think that there was a possibility of us having a relationship.
You know, this is what I thought when I saw this story about the woman who was doing it to this guy. How do you, and even the guy to do it during the last date too, how do you fake it? Like, I don't know how you sit there and fake it for something. I just don't feel like I'm that great of an actress.
Yeah, I mean, you really got to be, you know, angry or upset at this person to put on such a show.
When that lobster dish is in front of you, trust me, you put it on. You want that lobster to keep coming. You want those meals to keep coming. You just do what you got to do. And I guess for him, revenge is a dish best served cold. And so he knew what the end game was for him. I don't know. I would love to have had the opportunity to meet someone, maybe to get some perks, but I haven't.
I just don't.
The last big relationship I had, it was 4 years long distance. I had to take the train 6 hours just to see her. I didn't get anything out of it. It was great, but I just, nothing.
And then she dumped him.
Yep.
Oh.
So brutal.
A lot of texts coming in at 92925. Someone dated a guy for a free vacation to Mexico.
Whoa.
I mean, that's a good perk.
No way.
That's a good perk.
Free
Absolutely.
Vacation. No, how could you spend a week in Mexico with someone you're not into? It makes me crawly.
It's Mexico. It's beautiful there.
I know. I know this is like kind of kind of a new idea because back in the day, people didn't really date around as much.
Right.
And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but there's this sort of like growing gray area where people don't know if they're dating or if they're exclusive or what's really going on. But I've said it a million times before and I'll say it again. I will stick by my rule of don't take people to dinner on the first date if you don't know them well.
Do a fun activity. Go play mini putt or something.
A year and a half or two years ago, I went on a first date with a guy. It was at a really nice restaurant. He dropped hundreds of dollars on this meal, and I wasn't into him. He was a nice guy, but he wasn't for me. And I don't know exactly what his financial situation was. Maybe he does this kind of thing all the time, and it wasn't a burden at all, but maybe it was, and maybe he saved for that, and that was a lot of money for him, as it is for like most people. But it made me feel really guilty, and since then, I was like, I'm going to grab a coffee or maybe just one drink with someone before dinner.
Were you up front with him after he dropped all that money?
I was up front with him via text.
Awesome.
Okay, you don't always... No, our producer Rob made this face like that's so horrible. But after a first date, you're allowed to let it go during text.
Yeah. Sure, don't lead him on after that. Yeah.
All right, Catherine, you've actually done this, right?
I've done it, but I would do like one guy, one date, one dinner, and then I tell them I'm not interested.
So you feel as bad.
So going into this, you would know you're really not into this person. Maybe you met them on like Tinder or something, and you knew you weren't into them, but you figured you'd go for one dinner because you were hungry, whatever.
Yeah, I was Tinder. I was kind of bored. Then they'd be like, oh, want to meet up? I'd be like, sure, let's go for dinner. Then I'd make them come around my neighborhood because I wouldn't feel to go like anywhere.
Hey, you don't want to go far, yeah. And who's the lucky man in your life now, Catherine?
I met the guy in my life on and off, but not with that strategy.
Okay. I wonder why.
Did it a different way.
I actually done that sometimes like every night of 1 week.
Really?
Whoa. Come on.
That is a lot of work. Plus, commitment. I would worry about eating out that often.
Take a salad. Then it's a free salad.
That's true.
I'm not going to go on a date with someone I dislike for a salad.
That is a lot of work for a salad. Go big or go home.
Catherine, thanks for sharing. Glad you found your person.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Have a nice day.
This text from Jessica. Morning, guys. I dated a guy who really used me. My family owns a car dealership, and I work there too, and I get a new car to test drive all the time. After a dating guy for almost a year, he revealed to me in bed that he was only in the relationship for the cars.
Oh.
Needless to say, I dumped him to the curb so fast.
How does that even come up in bed? How does that happen?
He must have just been done with it, I guess.
Horrible.
I hope it wasn't a Ford dealership because you can get family pricing anyways nowadays.
All the time, yeah.
This text made me cringe. My friends found out that his girlfriend went out with him because he's a stable guy financially and her clock was ticking. So,
oh, no.
She's pregnant.
Oh, no.
You know what that means.
What do you do?
Her plan worked. That's what that means.
I guess so.
It worked for her.
Jackpot.
Okay, thanks for the text this morning at 92925. There's no beautiful way to wrap that up. Like, it just sucks.
People are creeps.
Andy, do you feel bad about dating that girl for the tickets?
I did, and now I feel a little bit better. I still feel bad, but, you know, compared to some of these things, I feel a little bit better.
He's like, well, I didn't sleep with someone for a car, so.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.